I'm sure the net will be buzzing tonight. I'm sure the right wingers are in hog heaven over it. I'm sure they are. I'm sure they are, the bastards. Anyway, stay tuned to the Head On Radio Network. Got a great show coming up with Bruce Birch, Bob.
This is the Quality News Network. According to UN and European officials, Iran continues to enrich uranium despite tomorrow's UN deadline and threat of sanctions to stop such activity. In Tehran today, Iran's president warned Europe not to resort to sanctions. He said that threats of punishment would not keep his country from pursuing its nuclear program. In Jerusalem today, the UN Secretary General met with the Israeli Prime Minister to urge him to lift the air and sea blockade of Lebanon. However, the Prime Minister responded that it would be lifted only after the UN ceasefire is fully implemented. Around Baghdad today, as many as 66 people died in violence, including several roadside bomb blasts. Since the week began, more than 200 people have been killed in violence across the country. The top U.S. general in Iraq, George Casey, said today that he expects the Iraqi security forces will be able to take over security responsibilities for their country within a year to 18 months. In London, three more people were charged in connection with last month's foiled plot to blow up transatlantic planes. So far, 15 people have been charged in connection with the case. In Lexington, new details are emerging about Sunday's Comair plane crash that killed 49 of the 50 people on board. That morning, the flight crew had reportedly mistakenly boarded the wrong plane. Also, there was only one controller in the air traffic control tower, which is an FAA violation. In San Francisco, a Bay Area man is in police custody after a hit-and-run rampage that killed one pedestrian and injured 13 others. His family members say he was mentally unstable and stressed by a recent arranged marriage in Afghanistan. Several news outlets are reporting that Richard Armitage, the former Deputy Secretary of State, is the source who leaked the name of a CIA officer in 2003 to columnist Robert Novak that launched a federal investigation into the leak. State Department investigators say the man who oversees the Voice of America has misused his office to run a horse racing operation and put friends on the payroll. Kenneth Tomlinson's renomination to his current post is pending before the U.S. Senate. Off of Mexico's Pacific coast, Hurricane John is now a Category 4 storm. And in southern Florida, Ernesto has weakened into a tropical depression, bringing some heavy rain to the state but little damage. The storm is now headed to North Carolina. And with the improved forecast, NASA has returned the space shuttle Atlantis to the launch pad at the Kennedy Space Center. You're listening to the Quality News Network.
In addition to producing and distributing the finest hourly newscasts in the country, the Quality News Network conducts interviews with 2006 candidates. We afford congressional and gubernatorial challengers of every political stripe the opportunity to illuminate their views and to demonstrate their character in a 20-minute network-quality interview. We perform this public service to enable voters to get a better listen to the people they might consider electing to high office. Because as Thomas Jefferson said, if a nation expects to be ignorant and free in a state of civilization, it expects what never was and never will be. If you want to know more about who is running in the November elections, go to qualitynewsnetwork.com and click on 2006 candidates. If we are to get America back on track, we need to elect people who can lead us in the right direction. Now, back to the news.
In New Orleans, a U.S. district judge has ordered a retrial in a federal Vioxx case that was decided last month. He ruled that a $50 million compensatory damage award is grossly excessive. Costco says it expects its fourth quarter profit to be less than analysts had estimated. The wholesaler reports slowing prices on jewelry and furniture, along with higher gas prices, as reasons. The Mortgage Bankers Association reports for the first time in 4 weeks, mortgage applications fell. The Commerce Department says that the U.S. economy grew at a 2.9% rate this spring. That is higher than initial government estimates. The chief executive of Google is joining the board of Apple Computer. ESPN Mobile, which launched a brand of wireless phones on the Sprint Nextel network last year, announced it will begin broadcasting full-length college football games. And Amazon.com has started taking orders of Windows' new operating system, Vista. The company says the software will be shipped by January 30th, and the prices range from $100 to $399. A gasoline analyst is predicting that by Thanksgiving, gasoline prices will be closer to $2 a gallon rather than $3. And USA Today reports that AAA forecasts by the end of next week, gasoline prices could be down by 10 cents. Light sweet crude settled at $70.03 a barrel today. And near the close of Wall Street, the Dow is up 13 points. The NASDAQ is also up 13. The S&P 500 is flat. There's always more at our website, qualitynewsnetwork.com. I'm Allie Dramoff.
Roll up your sleeves and put on your gloves, because the work is just beginning.
Monday warrior, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean pride.
It's time to turn the conversation to taking back America. From the crusaders who have drained our treasury, created needless wars, and who expect the working people to pay for their billionaires' games, it's time for the Bruce Birch Radio Program. Brought to you by the West Virginia Council of Carpenters and Millwrights. They are building the American dream each and every day. You can get in on the program by dialing in to 1-877-4-HEAD-ON. That's 1-877-4-HEAD-ON. And now, your host, Bruce Birch.
All right, you're on the Bruce Birch Radio Program, and I'd like to welcome you one more time again. Thank you. I'd like to welcome you one more time to the Bruce Birch Radio Program. We are live this afternoon. It's about 6 minutes past the hour. It is Wednesday, August the 30th today, and just as an upfront announcement, this may not be the one you guys are wanting to hear. I have a couple, and the first is that I wanted to read from the Mike Malloy blog at mikemalloy.com. He says, quote, there will be no Mike Malloy program today or any day on Air America Radio, as we have been terminated. We are as shocked as you are. We are told it is a financial decision. More details to follow as we hear from them ourselves. Apparently, Mike Malloy, one of the firebrands and amazing, amazing talk show hosts, I'll say it, my own personal preference, the only one that I listen to on Air America, has been fired. From Air America Radio, the other liberal radio network besides Head On Radio Network. I got to tell you, hearing that shocked the hell out of me, and because I know Mike does a great show, and apparently, you know, for whatever reason, they've decided to let him go. Apparently tonight here on the Head On Radio Network, we will be airing a best of Mike Malloy show starting at 10 p.m. Do tune in for that. Do tune in for that at 10 p.m. That's about 5 hours from now. So apparently, though, they want to pull him. We're going to the very least we're going to do is run a best of. I'm looking at And I got to tell you, now I have a subscription with had a subscription, or I should say one pending with none other than XM Radio. And the reason why I even got it was because I wanted to listen to Mike Molloy in the evening. And guess what? Not going to happen now. All right. Second announcement of the day, and Mike, if you're listening, my friend, you know, we are here for you, my friend, and bottom line is that we certainly hope that whatever happened today, it gets worked out, you know, to your satisfaction. I don't know that it will, but that's my wish anyway for you. I do have another announcement today, which is a slightly happier announcement. Today is my 37th birthday, and I'm really happy to be here and be on the air with you. I was thinking about earlier today about how incredible it is to celebrate my birthday being on the air with you. I had no idea, you know, last year at this time I had just started up a radio program called All Things Reconsidered on Sunday nights. And I think I had done maybe three shows by the time I hit my birthday, and it happens to coincide also with the anniversary of Hurricane Katrina, the flood, the levees breaking there in New Orleans. So today, not only, now I'd love to hear your birthday wishes. You want to give me a call? That's great. 1-877-443-2366 is the number. I also am going to be running some clips, various clips today of some of the audio from the Hurricane Katrina audio that happened over a year ago. I still have in my collection of stuff all of the audio that I had surrounding that event. So let's see if I, what I'm going to try to do here during the break, because I came in kind of late. What I'm going to try to do during the break is pull up some of those pieces of audio and we can listen to them and think back to, what happened there in New Orleans. Because it definitely, as all of you know, was a huge tragedy. Also on the show today, I've got a couple of guests that will be joining me later on in the program. I've got several people, as a matter of fact, and I'll let you know about that after we take our break. But I just, this whole thing, man, this whole thing with Mike Molloy just kind of floored me. I just, wow, I had no idea that that this was going to happen. He had just apparently signed a 2-year contract, and it just blows my mind. Now, at the bottom of the hour today, we're going to have Pamela Stewart on to talk about a number of different things. She covers a civil and white collar criminal practice, emphasizing employment law, trusts and estates, security clearances, corporate internal investigations, international law, etc. And she is going to be on to talk about some of the insurance claims and some of the folks that she's representing for these insurance claims related to the hurricane, related to a number of things related to the hurricane, etc. I'm just a little bit flustered right now. I can't believe this. It blew my mind, man. Blew my mind. Anyway, all right, now, tell you what let's do. Let's go ahead and take our little break a little bit early today, and then when I come back, I promise you, I will have my head wrapped back tight. This is the Bruce Birch Radio Program on the Head On Radio Network. I'll be right back after these messages.
To the heart. Blacksmith and the artist. Head On with Bob Kincaid.
Let's go back to the phones, and we are joined by Beauregard T. Clampett, I'm told, on line one.
Hello there, Bob.
Well, Mr. Clampett, how are you, sir?
That's fine, sir. You all have had a ruckus on the airwaves this evening, Bob, and I just got to tell you where I fall down on this subject.
And fall down you do, I suppose.
So you catch on quick, I tell you. You're very quick, very quick. But I did want to just, because I kept hearing things like amnesty, and I had to tell you, Bob, if we have amnesty, we can't work them to death like we're doing. We can't pay them $3 an hour if we let them become citizens now, can we?
That whole 13th Amendment thing's still a thorn in your side, isn't it?
We won't talk about that either, Bob. Now, we're working on repealing that sucker, but it's going to take a while.
Catch Bob Kincaid weeknights, 7 to 10 p.m., right here on the Head On Radio Network.
Good man underground.
Head On.
Some dreams are universal. Dreams that inspire us. Multiple sclerosis is a devastating disease that changes lives forever. The National MS Society does more for people with MS than any organization in the world. But we can't do it alone. To get involved, visit us online at nationalmssociety.org or call 1-800-FIGHT-MS. This is why we're here. Because nobody dreams of having multiple sclerosis.
Howdy, this is Baxter Black, and if you're like me, you're concerned that the environment we enjoy today may not be around for our children and grandchildren. All the new technology in the world can't create more sky over our heads or new oceans. The Earth's natural resources, fresh water, land, and even the air we breathe are limited. Voluntary family planning improves the health of women and their children. It also helps slow population growth, which is good for our planet. So help ensure that people everywhere have access to the information and services they need to plan their families and help build a healthy future for us all. Population Action International is working to promote voluntary family planning around the world. Visit us at www.populationaction.org. That's populationaction.org.
All right, you're back on the Bruce Burch radio program. It's about 17 minutes past the hour. We're going to go right over to the telephone lines because they are lit up like a Christmas tree. I don't know if this is because of my birthday or maybe they just want to talk. I don't know. Let's find out, shall we? If you want to dial 1-877-443-2366, you too can get in on the fun today. Let's go straight to Sarge down in southern Mississippi. Sarge, how are you doing this afternoon, my friend?
I'm mad as a wet hornet, man. You know,
because
you know how Malloy and I are. We're good friends.
Yeah.
And I was just on with him yesterday, and he got me in touch with Greg Palace, who I heard from today. And I emailed Greg about Malloy, and I'm going to see if Greg can give me any information on what's going on, get in touch with Mike, and find out. But, you know, Mike just signed a 2-year contract, and he's supposed to be on the New York station, so I would go out on a limb and say that this has to do with pressure on Air America because somebody got it in from Malloy.
Well, it certainly doesn't seem to make much sense about, you know, the fact what, you know, if they just signed him to a contract and he did a show this afternoon, did he not, was he not on from well, I guess he's not on now.
No, Tom Hartman was on in his place for Randy today.
Okay, because I looked on the Air America homepage and on there Mike had a post up, you know, about who he was going to have on his show today.
Yeah, now see, that's what makes me 99.9% sure that somebody put pressure on Air America to move him, because he was guest hosting for Randy. So why, if they were going to terminate him, why would they not have him on covering for Randy this week anyway? And it just doesn't make sense. And I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. I will be covering this story as I get information. I have emailed Mike. I got his personal email, and I emailed him, and I'm going to find out what's going on. And I want everybody to protest this thing. I will not listen to Air America without Mike Malloy. To me, Mike Malloy is Air America. And any suits up there that thinks they're going to improve their ratings by getting rid of Malloy, I want them to find out they are dead wrong.
Well, it is, you know, it is a travesty. I mean, you know, I know that as far as I'm concerned, he was pretty much the only guy that I listened to on Air America, the only host. So I totally relate to what, you know, your anger and your frustration over this. And, you know, again, I'm reading now. This is from Kathy Malloy, and this is off of democraticunderground.com. She says that we just got news that as of this minute, we've been terminated by Air America Radio. We don't have all the details yet, but got a tip from someone who'd seen the new network lineup and that we weren't included after all. We just had that confirmed by one of the suits a few minutes ago. We're told that it's a financial decision. Thank you so much for your ongoing support, and we'll keep you updated as we receive more information. Kathy Bay Malloy.
Well, I will be keeping up with it, and as soon as I did email Greg Palace, and I asked him to look into it and see what he could find out about it. As I find out, it will be posted at the Old Sarge at powersandmorrison.com. Malloy was one of the few people who was giving any other than Horn. He was the only one that was giving any attention to what was going on here in South Mississippi with this Katrina disaster relief. And we cannot allow this man to be taken off the air. We have got to fight for this man. He would go to the mat for us. I think we should do the same for him, don't you, Bruce?
Absolutely, and to that end, you know, I would almost recommend that if you want Mike to be if you want him to remain on air, I mean, this may be a foregone conclusion, and there may be no way to take this back. But if you want to support Mike, go to his message board over at mikemalloy.com, and give him a message that you support him. The other thing that you can do, you know, I would say is obviously send an email to the Air America folks if you want him to stay on there.
Well, Bruce, thank you so much, and let's keep the fight up. Let's don't let Mike go down. He needs someone fighting for him, and let's fight for him, all right?
Well, you know, I definitely will do my part. I'm sure that you will as well. As a matter of fact, in our chat room, someone has posted a feedback, airamerica.com/mornings/feedback. So
okay,
we will be airing a best of Mike Malloy tonight here on the network. So
well,
if
I've got
you,
it up on my blog, on my column, and I've got it in big red letters, and I got a link to Horn. So anybody that's wondering how to get there, just go to my site. By George, we'll get you there. Thank you, Bruce.
All right. Thank you, Sarge. Hope you have a wonderful afternoon. Sorry about the bad news, but you know what? This is a tricky business. So hopefully though, Mike will end up on something somewhere so that we can hear that guy. I think he's fantastic. So thanks for calling. And let's go straight over now to who's next? Let's see. Gail. Gail, are you there?
Hello, Bruce.
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, well, was okay. I want to first things first, happy birthday.
Thank you.
I remember way back when I was 37. It's all downhill from there, bud.
Is this where I start losing body parts and stuff like that?
Well, I don't know about the body parts, but everything else does anyway. Hang on to that job. My goodness.
I hear you.
It's pure speculation, but I'm pretty good on stuff, or been pretty good at guessing anyway. It's financial. Yeah, it's supporters somewhere along the line. There's got to be heat from, for the advertising or whatever, and if we never get to the bottom of that, I would certainly suggest a boycott.
Well, and I think, well, you're probably absolutely right. You know, see, the thing is that, you know, I'll just state it from my end, you know, that Mr. Malloy represents to me, and actually he was one of the, you know, there are three really main talk show hosts that I heard when I first started listening to liberal talk radio. Actually four, okay? Tom Hartman was one. Peter Werby with Night Call on Sunday nights was another one. Mike Malloy and Bob Kincaid. And those four guys really sort of like I guess in a way you could say that they were my I don't want to say heroes, but I mean in essence they were, because they speak truth to power, and Mike has, you know, he pulls no punches, and I think that, you know, that he represents a lot of what a lot of us believe in. He represents freedom of speech. He will say on his show what a lot of people think and are for whatever reason scared to say out loud, and for that reason, you know, he is a very polarizing figure. And I'm sure, you know, I can't help but think that somewhere along the way, you know, some of these right wing freakazoids who own these radio stations, you know, probably basically said, and who knows, there may be a clear channel hand in this too. I mean, who knows? But it is truly a sad day for Air America Radio. I know that a lot of the people that I'm reading here in the chat room, and a lot of the, like you and Sarge both, I would imagine, are probably going to be working very hard to push either a boycott or something. I mean, because this is, you know, he was their one guy that seemed to just go ahead and say what needed to be said.
Well, I always enjoyed listening to him at 10 o'clock when Bob was over with and they'd put the links up. I can tell you that. It's absolutely stunning. It would be nice if maybe the deal was done so that Progressive Radio could start getting some correspondence in the White House press room or something like that, but I kind of doubt that. So.
Well, and you know, Gail, I absolutely appreciate your call. I guess, you know, we are, all of us are somewhat, you know, shocked tonight. I mean, you know, maybe we shouldn't be, because maybe we should know that if you speak too much truth, you know, that, I mean, you know, Mike reminds me a lot of Thomas Paine, who is the original pamphleteer and who said things that were very revolutionary in a time when and he died a pauper.
I mean, oh, yeah.
You know,
I think the quote attributed to him was something about if we don't stick together, we shall surely swing separately.
Yeah. I was thinking that was Ben Franklin, but if we don't, you know. Okay. Well, you know, those guys back then spoke truth to power, and they did a very revolutionary act. Today, if you were to do or say some of those same things, you would be, ostracized. And it looks like that's what's happened somewhat to Mike Malloy today. I'm as shocked as anyone else, Gail, and I will definitely make. You know, on my blog, brucebirch.com, any news that comes out, you know, after the show tonight, I'll try to keep up with it. If there's any movement that happens as a result of this,
trust me, Bruce. Look, thank you for letting me talk. I know you got a lot more listeners to talk to. And once again, I hope your birthday turns out a little happier.
Well, I'm still above ground, my friend, sucking air, and it can't get any worse than that. I mean, or it can't get any better than that.
Yeah,
it's. This is all the other stuff. It is gravy. You know what I'm saying? So, But I do appreciate your call, Gail. Glad to hear from you. You're down in Florida, right?
Yes, I am.
All right. Well, do call the show again. Good to hear from you.
Will do, Bruce.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye now. And let's go straight over to Luke from Tennessee. Luke, are you with us?
Hello, Bruce.
Top of the evening to you, my friend.
Well, first of all, happy birthday.
Thank
you. And also remember, every day you wake up, take a deep breath, everything, the rest of the day's bonus time.
That's right.
Well, let me talk about what I gave the caller, so I won't be saying I'm a liar.
Okay.
talking about running some clips, did you hear the clip with Keira Phillips over at CNN
where
she left her microphone on?
No, I didn't. Tell me about it.
Well, apparently she was doing something. I don't know, and they went off onto a story, and she apparently went to the bathroom with her mic still on. So apparently she was talking to somebody in there, and essentially was talking about apparently how Laura's a control freak.
Really?
Oh, yes. If you go over like MSNBC, they've got the story, and I think the clip.
About who was a control freak?
Mrs. Bush.
Mrs. Bush, a control freak?
Laura.
Oh my goodness. That's shocking.
Yep. You go about halfway down into some of their things there, it's like CNN apologizes for such and such. So if you want to look at that story, it's pretty good. But like I say, this thing here on Mike, I tell you, it's like I say, I've listened to Mike since the IE America days.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I used to listen to him and Peter and Ski and Skinner and...
Sure.
The whole group
there too, I think. Yeah.
So, but one thing go ahead.
Uh-huh, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, one thing is all these people who are wanting to ride Air America, and that's fine, please do. But just remember now, some of the people on the air, like I'm sure like Tom or Randy, they probably are as surprised as everybody else. You know what I mean? They may not know anything like this was coming down the pike.
Well, it sounds like they didn't know. I mean, based on what I'm reading, it sounds like to me that they had no clue.
And like a guy was talking before you came on, I said, you just got to wonder if this has something to do with our friend, the person they carry out from, was it Mid-America, up Nebraska?
Uh-huh.
You know, because, you know, he bumps Randy off of her time slot. A lot of places, you know, they carry him first. Then they carry Randy on top of Luddy.
Yeah, you don't need to say his name. Yeah,
yep.
the radio host who shall remain nameless up in North Dakota.
Who's not a liberal station, but sure as heck ain't no liberal.
No.
But you know what I mean. You got to wonder if some of that's connected to some of that. You know what I mean? Because a bunch of the shows carry him, but he's not on their official roster, and you wonder if maybe that's what they're trying to make room for him or something.
Well, I don't know, but I'll tell you this, I along with everyone else that is probably listening to this show right now is definitely just floored. You know, it's ridiculous.
You got to have a bit of a spectrum. You know what I mean? I like listening to Tom. I think Tom's very good, but Tom's not a bomb thrower. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But you know what I mean? But you don't want just a whole race. You know, please don't get me wrong. I hope he's back on the air, but you wouldn't want a whole station of Mike Malloy's. You know what I mean? You got to have a little variety.
Well, I totally agree. I'd like to say we have an interesting variety here on the horn, from Dr. Bill to Mark Levine, Guy James, me, and Bob. You're definitely going to get some interesting perspectives.
Yeah.
And we.
But you know what I mean? I say, you don't want everybody to be exactly the same. You know what I mean? So, but I'm just going to say, anybody that wants to ride over there, just remember now that the on-air talent probably don't know anything about this either. You know what I mean? They're probably just as surprised as anybody else. And Randy's not even there. She's got to wonder if she's calling and going, what are you people doing?
Right. Well, I know that she and Mike are they're pretty tight, so I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see how all this shakes out, Luke, and the only thing that at this point we can do is sort of sit and wait and see what happens,
Mike's page, you know, his MikeMalloy.com. I say that's where we probably need to go to get the straight scoop.
Yep. I would say that would be the place to go.
Let me let Luke, you go on, but I know you got other people to talk to.
I've got to take a break, and I've got an interview coming up, but I do appreciate you calling in and being a part of the show today.
All right. See you.
Thanks. Have a great one. All right. We're going to go ahead and take a break, and when we come back, we'll have Pamela Stewart. This is the Bruce Birch Radio Program on the Head On Radio Network. I'll be right back.
I'm Matt Rothschild, the editor of the Progressive Magazine, with my progressive point of view, which you can now grab as a podcast or download off our website at progressive.org. In the 1 year since Katrina, Bush has failed to follow through on many of his promises, and he's forgotten the meaning of the two words he learned back then, poverty and race, words that barely have passed his lips since his opportunistic speech down in Jackson Square last September. You remember that one, don't you? Bush standing alone in the lit square while the rest of New Orleans had no electricity. That night, Bush pledged many things. I remember listening to the speech and thinking, wow, for a second there, he sounds almost like FDR. Take this passage. To help lower-income citizens in the hurricane region build new and better lives, I also propose that Congress pass an Urban Homesteading Act, said Bush. Under this approach, we'll identify property in the region owned by the federal government and provide building sites to low-income citizens free of charge. Sounded like a great deal, but like most of Bush's pledges, it was too good to be true. Mere verbiage, a mask of compassion. Nothing ever came of the Urban Homesteading Act. Nothing ever came of worker recovery accounts that were supposed to subsidize school, job training, and child care for Katrina victims. Bush has been down in New Orleans again, bragging about all that his government has done and promising more. But you can't believe a word the man says. I'm Matt Rothschild, and that's how I see it.
The United Brotherhood of Carpenters and Millwrights meet your most complex needs by providing productivity, competitiveness, reliability, accuracy, safety, leadership, and professionalism. Millwrights from the United Brotherhood of Carpenters are problem solvers. They accept any challenge and approach every project with the highest of competence and training. The UBC has thousands of professionals who can be at your service, giving you the best in business, anytime and every time. The Head On Radio Network is proud to be sponsored by these wonderful men and women who are building the American dream every day. Thank you from the Head On Radio Network.
All right, you're back on the Bruce Birch Radio Program. It's about 38 minutes past the hour, and joining me on the phone is Pamela Stewart. Pamela is an attorney with the American Trial Lawyers Association. She has covered civil and white-collar criminal practice, emphasizing employment law, trusts and estates, security clearances, corporate internal investigations, international law, especially law enforcement, false claims litigation, congressional investigations, corporate contract, family law, real estate, and medical malpractice matters. Excuse me, I've got a frog in my throat. Helped represent Senator Bob Packwood before the Senate Ethics Committee. Legal commentator for CNN, MSNBC, NBC, and Fox News, and is listed in Who's Who in American Law and Who's Who in America. She has been named one of Washington's top lawyers by Washingtonian Magazine. Pamela Stewart, welcome to the Bruce Birch radio program. Glad to have you with me.
Well, thank you.
I wanted to get you on today to talk a little bit about the ruling that was handed down by the judge down in, I believe it was in Mississippi, regarding the insurance companies and them, you know, basically saying they don't have to pay on some of the Katrina damage that was done down there. What do you know about this ruling, and how is this going to affect us going forward?
Well, I have not read the specific opinion by this judge, but I'm familiar with the issues in the case. I believe this is the one where the insurance company is refusing to pay claims, claiming that their insurance policy only covers wind damage, whereas they're saying that the damage to their to the homeowners that they were covering was caused by a flood. Unfortunately, people who own homes in areas where there are hurricanes or tornadoes or near great bodies of water like rivers and the Gulf of Mexico really need to look at their policies and read them carefully, and probably that's what the judge did in this case. But really, it's just one of the tricks, in my opinion, of the insurance industry that is a way to avoid paying claims, and that is to separate out coverage for water damage from coverage for wind damage into two separate policies.
Another way that they can, keep from having to pay out, right?
That's exactly right. And if it weren't for the state attorneys general in some of these states, in Mississippi in particular, the consumers would have been left high and dry. They would have been left without any champion at all. That is, without hiring their own personal attorney.
Right. Tell me, what are some of the things that are facing folks as far as this goes? I mean, I've read a number of stories about people who have tried to, they bought homeowners insurance, and at the time they said, this will cover us. This is a good policy, and they were sold a bill of goods. And then essentially, what's happened is, as a result of some of these natural disasters, such as Katrina, and other hurricanes, they're not able to cash in or to get the money that they need to rebuild their homes. I mean, how do they move forward? What's their courses of action?
Well, you really have to go to war, in a sense, with your insurance company. First of all, I have seen personally in Florida, where I have an 86-year-old mother with a house, and I have a home there as well, that these insurance companies will try and take advantage of unsophisticated consumers, particularly elderly people. And if you happen to be older and not an attorney, you might want to find yourself a lawyer who can advocate on your behalf and who's knowledgeable about insurance claims. I assisted a friend of my mother who's over 90, who was had an adjuster come out to her house after Hurricanes Francis and Jean, and she was told, you know, she'd get about $2,800 in claims back on her claims money back on her claim, which included substantial roof damage, substantial drywall damage, and she had a whole enclosure of her outdoor area that was just blown away. Well, just by reading the policy, I was able to tell her that they were not playing fair with her, that they were excluding things that were clearly covered by the policy. So I sat down and wrote a letter to the insurance company, 4 pages, single space, about what should be covered under the policy, and they were there the next day fixing things. And that was worked out. But if she hadn't had the assistance of a lawyer like me, who I actually used to represent insurance companies for a while, she would have been out of luck. It's a very unfortunate situation. Right now, I'm battling with Citizens Property Insurance Company, trying to get a new roof on my mother's house, which has suffered damage in the last 2 hurricanes, and they claim that, oh no, this is something that should be able to be fixed with a few caps. But the roofer, who is very experienced, tells me no, the wind damage lifted up the tiles and allowed the water to get in. That's clearly wind damage that requires a new roof. So I'm battling with them, and they have such tricks as sending out adjusters who will say, well, you know, why don't you call somebody, you know, a few towns over, and he'll come over and give you an estimate. Well, no, they just won't even answer your call. They're too busy. The other trick is they say, well, we'll bring out an engineer to take a look at it. And they we haven't gotten to that yet. But that's the next one that I'm being told. But meanwhile, I have an 86-year-old mother with emphysema, and she can't be in a place with mold. And she's gone through 2 hurricanes, one of which so damaged the house that it couldn't be occupied for 3 months.
My gosh.
Yeah. And these insurance companies, meanwhile, are raising their rates enormously. If you so much as miss a payment, I mean, you might as well forget it. Your premium is going to go up by at least a third. They've raised their rates substantially as a result of the hype about, oh, they need much more money as a result of these disasters. But the statistics actually show that the insurance companies are doing just fine. They haven't lost any money. In fact, they're making money in the years when these natural disasters hit. So what's happened is they've taken advantage of these situations to not pay the honest claims of individual consumers. On top of that, they have raised the rates so that people are not being able to renew their policies. And thirdly, they're not providing any kind of relief for people who are, you know, bewildered as to what to do when they thought that Allstate or State Farm or Mother Farm, as some people call it, were going to be there for them, or Nationwide or Citizens or you name it.
Well, it sounds like a complete travesty. I'm sorry. And I, you know, I guess the question that I would have then is, you know, what are these people left to do in the meantime? And, you know, as far as FEMA helps but doesn't help, I mean, what do they do?
Well, I think that if they had homeowners insurance, then I think the first thing I would do is go find a lawyer who's willing to represent them and negotiate with the insurance company, or if necessary, file suit. And that's in the circumstance where they're claiming that, or the insurance company is claiming that, oh, it was flood damage, not wind damage. You know, I don't know
right.
of any hurricane that comes with no wind. And the wind, in the case of a hurricane strong enough that, as Katrina was, carries with it wind-driven water that gets underneath the roof tiles and into the house and, you know, stirs up the water so that the water overflows its banks and so forth. So, but you need a lawyer who's sophisticated enough to hire a meteorologist sometimes to present your claim in court. It's terrible.
Well, you know, it is. You're absolutely right. And I guess, you know, it's we're looking at another, of course, this year hasn't been as active as it has been in the past, but we're looking at, you know, this going on and on and on and on. And now,
oh, yeah.
you know, with global warming increasing, et cetera, and more of these monster storms, you know, I guess is it you know, does it look like that what they're trying to do is cover their, you know, cut, well, as much as I hate to say, cover their ass on this, or what?
Well, that's part of it. That's part of it. They're trying to make sure that they, you know, still have $427 billion, that's with a B, in the bank and in their reserve. But also they are trying, and they've been successful at this, to avoid federal regulation of the insurance industry, so that in each state there is an insurance commissioner, and they are supposed to regulate the insurance industry. But in the case of one situation that happened after a disaster in California, rather than pay off the billions of dollars in damages that they caused as a result of fraud and trying to trick their victims out of getting full value for their policies, they paid money instead into a foundation started by the state insurance commissioner, and that was supposed to somehow handle the situation. So I think the best solution would be to have Congress get rid of the insurance industry's ability to get out from under federal regulation and have the insurance companies regulated by the Federal Trade Commission, which has the ability to go after companies that engage in unfair and deceptive practices in marketing the way these insurance companies do. But that's a long-term solution. The short-term solution is every homeowner should become their own advocate, and before they even buy insurance, they should take a look at the actual policy document and read it and discover what it does and does not cover, and what the exclusions are. And these things have legal significance, and you don't want to find out what the significance of it is after the water has risen to 6 feet in your house.
I do appreciate you joining me today, Pamela. Pamela Stewart, and what last but not least, you know, what can people do if they're in a situation and you know, they're kind of stuck? Is there any like hotline number, or is there any way that people can get immediate help and advice on how to proceed with stuff like this?
I'm not aware of any consumer hotline that's been set up specifically for insurance victims, but they should definitely make a complaint to their state insurance commissioner because they are, at least at the moment, the offices that have the ability to take away the license of the insurance company to sell insurance in the state or to regulate their practices.
Okay. Well, I definitely appreciate you joining us and for coming on the air with me this afternoon. and Ms. Stewart, and I certainly, you know, we'll be back in touch again real soon and have you back on and talk about some other legal issues, I'm sure.
Okay.
So I appreciate it. I hope you have a wonderful afternoon.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye. And that was our guest, Pamela Stewart, who is with the American Trial Lawyers Association. Now, if you want to get in on the show, we're going to take a very quick break, and then we'll come back, and we might be able to fit in a phone call if you want to join us. 1-877-443-2366 is the number. We'll have a guest at the top of the hour at 6:05 Liberal Radio for Real Liberals. We'll be right back.
Quality News Network. In Jerusalem today, the UN Secretary General met with the Israeli Prime Minister to urge him to lift the air and sea blockade of Lebanon. However, the Prime Minister responded that it would be lifted only after the UN ceasefire is fully implemented. In the Gaza Strip, Israeli troops have reportedly killed as many as 9 Palestinian militants today. Since Sunday, they have been conducting offensive operations to find smuggling tunnels and explosives along the border. In the West Bank, around 3,000 government workers marched through Ramallah to demand payment of overdue wages. Hamas has been unable to pay civil servants since it took power in March and an international financial aid freeze was imposed. Around Baghdad today, as many as 66 people died in violence, including several roadside bomb blasts. Dozens were wounded. According to today's Washington Post, Shiite militiamen are targeting and killing Sunni patients in Iraqi hospitals. The country's health ministry, which operates public hospitals, is run by the Shiites. The top U.S. general in Iraq, George Casey, said today that he expects that Iraqi security forces will be able to take over security responsibilities for their country within a year to 18 months. According to UN and European officials, Iran continues to enrich uranium despite tomorrow's UN deadline and threat of sanctions to stop such activity. In London, 3 more people were charged in connection with last month's foiled plot to blow up transatlantic planes. So far, 15 have been charged. Speaking in Syria today, Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez announced the two countries would build a new world that is free of domination by the United States. He made the statement in Damascus after a meeting with the Syrian president. In Lexington, Kentucky, new details are emerging about Sunday's Comair plane crash that killed 49 of the 50 people on board. That morning, the flight crew had reportedly mistakenly boarded the wrong plane. Also, there was only one controller in the air traffic control tower, which is an FAA violation. Off of Mexico's Pacific coast, Hurricane John is now a Category 4 storm, according to the new U.S. National Hurricane Center. And in southern Florida, Ernesto has weakened into a tropical depression, bringing some rain to the state but little damage. The storm is now headed towards North Carolina. You're listening to the Quality News Network.
Most people would rather have a root canal than go to a dealer to buy a car. But you can turn dread into joy when you learn how to play the car buying game. Read the book, Right Car, Right Price, and you'll discover how the game is played and how you can win every time. Whether you're buying a car or a truck, new or used, Right Car, Right Price explains how to find and buy the vehicle best suited to your individual transportation needs. Auto Week called Right Car, Right Price the right stuff. So take the hassle out of car buying. Read Right Car, Right Price, and every time you get into your new car, you'll know you've got a great deal. Go online to rightcarrightprice.com to order your copy today. It only takes an hour to read Right Car, Right Price, and it just costs $10. We even pay the postage. So go to RightCarRightPrice.com right now. It'll be one of the best decisions you ever make.
The Commerce Department reports that the U.S. economy grew at a 2.9% rate this spring. That's higher than initial government estimates. Also, inflation was slightly lower during that time period than expected. The Chinese government has revised its report upwards and now says its economy grew by 10.2% last year. China now has the fourth largest economy in the world. The Mortgage Bankers Association reports for the first time in 4 weeks, mortgage applications fell to the lowest level seen in 3 years. Radio Shack notified 400 employees that they would be laid off through an email. The job cuts at the company's Fort Worth headquarters were part of previously announced plans. However, management experts are questioning the company's notification method instead of face-to-face meetings. The Census Bureau reports that the average daily commute for American workers last year was 25.1 minutes. That's actually slightly down from 2000. A gasoline analyst is predicting that by Thanksgiving, gas prices will be closer to $2 a gallon rather than $3. And USA Today also reports that AAA forecasts by the end of next week gasoline prices could be down by 10 cents. Light sweet crude settled at $70.03 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange today. And at the close of Wall Street today, the Dow was up 13 points, the NASDAQ was also up 13, and the S&P 500 was flat. There's always more at our website, qualitynewsnetwork.com. I'm Allie Dramoff.
It's time for another hour of conversation radio on the Head On Radio Network. Where the callers are the experts. You're back with the Bruce Birch Radio Program. With your host, Bruce.
Glad to have you back with me this afternoon. It's about we took our news a little bit early today, a little dose of news there a little bit early today, and you know I just got to tell you that you know folks who are reeling today over the announcement by Air America, or at least but the announcement by Mike Malloy that that Air America terminated him today is just kind of crazy. You know, maybe we'll talk about that a little bit later on in the show. But before we do that, I wanted to get on the line with us a gentleman by the name of Michael Farley. And what we're going to be talking about here in just a couple of moments is the fact, you know, what happened to him. Now, you know, here we are. We're at the anniversary of Hurricane Katrina, and many folks down there are still. I mean, the place still looks like a war zone. Okay, and there's been little or no movement forward to repair people's homes. There's been little or no movement forward, or the insurance companies, obviously they don't want to cover it because they're in the business of making money, and they're not in the business of paying money. They're in the business of making money. If you own a home, ladies and gentlemen, if you own a home, I would say right now, especially if you live in a place that is prone to have terrible storms, you need to look at your policy. You need to look at your policy. And not only do you need to look at your policy, but you need to verify what's, you know, obviously what it covers. But, you know, even then, as our next guest will tell us, even if you do all that, they can still drag their feet, and they can still do everything they can to try to keep from paying you. Dr. Michael Farley is now joining us on the line. Dr. Farley, glad to have you with us. Do you mind if I call you Michael?
No, please do.
Michael, well thank you for joining me on the Bruce Birch Radio Program. And you know, I was reading some of your story, And it is just absolutely a travesty of justice. Tell the listener, tell me and the listeners, you know, what happened to you and where you are at this point with it.
Well, your advice was very well spoken as far as checking your policy. But even if you do that, as you said, you are at the mercy of the insurance company and of your mortgage holder. Most people don't realize that when the insurance company writes you a check, you then have to submit that check to the bank or whoever is holding your mortgage, and they have to sign the check and then return it to you. So what should be a very short time ends up being a long time. And when Katrina hit New Orleans and they were saying recovery in a year, my wife and I were just shaking our heads. We were hit by Francis and Jean in 2004, and we still have not recovered the money for the repair work that we were most fortunate to be able to do ourselves. Mm-hmm. So your advice is well taken, but people really need to know who they're covered by, and that company has an excellent reputation on paying.
When you were hit by two hurricanes, now was this the infamous five hurricanes, two of the five hurricanes that hit Florida?
That's correct. That was the year we lived on Satellite Beach, in Satellite Beach Road on the East Coast, near Cape Canaveral, and
okay.
got hit by both Francis and Jean in 2004. We lost 81% of our home, and it was really a mess. We chose to live in the home while we rebuilt it, because the 20% that you have to pay over for housing, like most policies, if you have to rent a home, they'll pay 80%. But the 20% we wanted to put into the home, and started repair work out of our savings immediately to get a new roof mm-hmm. on, for one thing. And the insurance company now, 2 years later, we're in litigation using Merlin Group in Tampa, Florida, that specialize in that type of litigation, mm-hmm. to get the money back that we have receipts that we spent to do the repair work.
So the hurricanes hit. Now they were they fairly close together, or did you already have some repair work done before the second one hit?
Actually, they were so close together that it was. The irony is this: the first one hit. Our insurance company sent out an adjuster and said, "Don't repair anything until I get back to you." And part of the damage that had been done was to the roof, so we started repair work anyway. If we followed his advice, we found out later, we would have been liable completely because you're required by the policy to do everything you can to protect your property. So our hurricanes were about a week apart, a week and a half.
Oh, man. Talk about a week from hell.
it was more than a week. We spent that Christmas with it raining inside and the thermostat reading 48 degrees.
Oh, my goodness.
But we were fortunate. We did have one room with heat from a neighbor. It was atrocious. And there are still homes in that neighborhood now that have not been repaired 2 years later because of this type of insurance. I don't think there's much you can call it besides fraud.
Now, this I don't really want to name the insurance company on the air, was the insurance company a reputable insurance company, and you know, was this something that sort of the bank sold you when you bought the house, or how did that happen?
Actually, we got an insurance agent, as all homeowners do, and this was a reputable company. Since that time, they've left Florida. We just received notification that they weren't renewing our policy. We were in the middle of litigation, and they gave us a whole 27 days notice. But at the time, we were told it was a reputable, good agency. We checked it. It had a good reputation. But as you said so eloquently before, they're in the business to make money. The longer they can hold your money, the more money they make.
Now, you're still in litigation. How much money do they owe you right now?
Right now, $88,000.
$88,000 they owe you right now.
That's correct.
Oh,
that we have receipts for. That they have receipts for.
And how much, if you don't mind me asking, how much did it cost to repair the home?
It was very close to $200,000 total to repair the home.
Holy moly. That's just amazing.
Another thing that some of your listeners may not know is that when a hurricane hit, every con artist in the construction business from the whole country converges on the area. The other thing that happens are building materials become so scarce that they are doubled and tripled in price. There were no shingles to redo roofs. You didn't have a choice. You didn't have a choice in drywall. You didn't have a choice in paint. You didn't have a choice in anything at that time. And everyone is there to make their money. It's amazing that the government just doesn't step in and say, okay, no gouging. But when they, you know, you hear that, but it just isn't so.
Well, you know,
almost impossible.
I've listened to, I don't know what your politics are. You still there?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know what your politics are. I've listened to some right-wing radio, and some of the things that they shared or that I've heard on the air has been, you know, very against any kind of price fixing. They call it price fixing, which I call regulation.
Right.
You know, because the price gouging itself, and you see it with generators, I mean, you see it with all kinds of stuff. What and reputable businesses engaging in what that, you know, in sort of a microcosm of what a true free market economy would look like, which
right.
is basically exploit the consumer. But you know, just an example. How much was paint during that time period, or any sort of material?
I couldn't remember the paint as well as I can remember the shingle.
Okay.
Because we lived close to the ocean, we were required to have a 17-year shingle.
Okay.
And what would normally have cost $6,000 cost $12,000.
So basically, they doubled the material cost.
Materials between the tar paper, the shingles, and all the parts that you have to make a roof, they essentially doubled in price. And more importantly, you couldn't get a competent crew to put them on. They had people, I don't want to get into the illegal alien debate, but when you have a whole roofing crew, none of them speak English, including the man that's leading the crew, and they have no idea what they're doing, I literally had to fire three roofing crews before I found one that actually was competent.
Wow.
It's the way that you're gouged, not only at the store, but in the actual construction process, is really being overlooked now. And you'll see that in New Orleans. It'll be coming out probably within the next year. We've had people on our block that were actually had the third roof put on top. In other words, they were shingling over shingles. Building inspectors were so overwhelmed there was no way that they could keep up with it. And so they're set up for the next storm to have another devastation.
It really brings out the best and worst in everyone, doesn't it?
The best was the greatest part. We were able to have a friend deliver a generator, and with that generator, we had six neighbors' refrigerators going. people were sharing food, people were sharing labor, helping to clean up. But these were the neighbors that were being great. The people themselves were helping each other, helping themselves. But as far as outside help, 2 weeks after the storm, the Red Cross started giving hot dogs out at a nearby shopping center. And these were neighborhoods that were totally devastated. There wasn't a house in the area that didn't have blue tarps on it.
Well, I think I hope that you get your money, Michael. I mean, this is just amazing. I'm speechless. I'm speechless that you would have a policy. I mean, you know, when I get off the air today, the first thing I'm going to do is go to my wife and say, I think we need to look over the homeowner's policy.
Go to Consumer Reports and make sure that you're, not only your policy is good, but the company is good. If the company
now,
has a good record of...
Had there been... Let's say when you got this particular company, I almost named it on there. When you got this particular company, were you able? Can you go back and look and see if they had complaints during that time period? Or
I did not think to do it.
Yeah,
I never thought to do it. When an agent gives you an insurance company, you make an assumption that the agent is working for you, and that the agent has checked out the company itself. And that's why I'm cautioning you. If there's a way to do it, Consumer Reports do report on the agency, it would be well worth your time. I made a mistake.
Well, I wish you all the luck, all the best in the world. I've got to go over to a break and get on with some other stuff on the show. But I definitely wish you all the best of luck in the world. And if you ever, Dr. Farley, if something happens with this and you want to let us know, you know, go over to my show blog at brucebirch.com, and you'll see an email address. Just drop me a line, let me know what's happening, because I'd love to stay in touch and these people need to pay. That's just the bottom line. They entered into an arrangement with you, and fair is fair. So
I really appreciate you, and I will definitely keep you informed.
Please do, and thank you for joining me today.
Thank you.
Okay. And that was Dr. Michael Farley from Florida, who had, two hurricanes hit his house in a week and is still, 2 years later, trying to recoup his losses from the insurance company that, doesn't want to pay and has since left Florida. I mean, and I got to tell you, folks, it is absolutely amazing to me that these people can get away with this. But, the federal judges will probably let them do it, which is all the more reason why we need to put people in power who are going to hold these people to account. We cannot allow, we cannot allow these people to get away with this stuff. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take a quick break. Listen, if you want to get in on the show today, call me, 1-877-443-2366. 1-877-443-2366. We'll talk about control. We'll talk about whatever's on your mind here on the Bruce Birch program.
Still looking for weapons of mass destruction? Concerned about the future of the Supreme Court? You want to know how government bureaucrats are changing Social Security, overtime pay, or the environment? Maybe you just want to know if the president's lying to you, or when our troops in Iraq can finally come home. I'm Mark Levine. I've got the inside scoop. When you want to know what's going on inside the Beltway, you need a Beltway insider. Someone who's worked in the government and still has sources willing to give you all the news from Washington the government does not want you to know. So for lively debate, reasoned opinion, detailed analysis of history and policy, or just a point of view you don't hear expressed in the mainstream media, tune in to the Inside Scoop. Feel free to call in too. Agree or disagree. All opinions are welcome. It just might make you think. That's the Inside Scoop, weekdays at 2 p.m. Eastern, 1 Central, 11 o'clock Pacific, right here on the Head On Radio Network.
Harry Potter has given us all a unique glimpse at education the way it ought to be.
Never once do Harry and his Hogwarts friends talk about skipping class, ducking tough instructors, waiving requirements, or shirking responsibilities. That perspective, be practical, get it the easiest, fastest, cheapest way you can, is what J.K. Rowling terms the muggle approach to education. We're Concord University, and do we have a deal for you? At Concord, education's different than anywhere else around. There's a reason that Concord students get the best jobs, are sought out by the best medical, graduate, and law schools in the land. It's no wonder that Concord has been cited by U.S. News & World Report and by the Wall Street Journal. Where do I sign up? At Southern West Virginia's version of Track 9 and 3 Quarters, all you have to do is believe, and believe in yourself. Concord University, an education you can put to work. 1-888-384-5249.
The United Brotherhood of Carpenters and Millwrights meet your most complex needs by providing productivity, competitiveness, reliability, accuracy, safety, leadership, and professionalism. Millwrights from the United Brotherhood of Carpenters are problem solvers. They accept any challenge and approach every project with the highest of competence and training. The UBC has thousands of professionals who can be at your service, giving you the best in business, anytime and every time. The Head On Radio Network is proud to be sponsored by these wonderful men and women who are building the American dream every day. Thank you from the Head On Radio Network.
Conventions, talking of your crusade, talking of your nation, and other things too terrible to mention. And you proclaim your Christianity, you proclaim your love of God, you talk of apple pie and ma. I just got one question, and I want an answer. Tell me, who would Jesus bomb? Maybe Jesus would bomb the Syrians, because they're not Jews like him.
Ma'am, it's about 21 minutes past the hour. Glad to have you back with me. We've been doing a couple of hot topics today. Now, you know, the first topic that I had lined up to, you make plans and who laughs, whoever you think is laughing, because I got into the swung my butt into the seat in front of the microphone, the stainless steel mic here in front of me, the old working class mic, and what do I find out but that Mike Malloy has been terminated from Air America Radio. There is an update on his website. I read earlier in the show that there would be no Mike Malloy program today or any day on Air America as they have been terminated. And let me just go ahead and read you the new text that apparently has been posted there. Mike Malloy fired by Air America Radio. There will be no Mike Malloy program today or any day on Air America Radio as we have been terminated. We are told it's a financial decision. We are as shocked as you are, especially since as recently as last Tuesday, we were told we had the go-ahead to announce our return to New York Airwaves and that our contract was on the way, in quotation marks, on the way. It goes on, we are told it's a financial decision. More details to follow as we hear from them ourselves. If you are new to this radio network and you have not yet heard of us before, welcome. Glad to have you aboard. Here at the Head On Radio Network, we believe very much in allowing our hosts and to say whatever it is they need to say and do what they need to do, because after all, free speech isn't free unless you use it. And if you don't use your free speech and you don't say what you need to say and you self-censor yourself because you don't want to offend somebody, well, what have you done? I'll tell you exactly what you've done. What you've done is you have adopted what I call the right-wing model of intimidation. okay? And the right-wing model of intimidation is if you try to make something socially unacceptable, then automatically people will shun you if you say it. Now, you know something? I'm going to tell you this about Mike Malloy. Mike Malloy, in my opinion, never once said something he didn't believe in. Never once. And if radio stations out there are too scared to carry his programming because they're scared somebody might get offended by what he has to say, well, you know, good, you know, don't let the door hit you in the ass on the way out, all right? Because the bottom line here, folks, is that this democracy is at stake. The very democracy that you and I live in the United States of America is at stake. And if we do not avail ourselves of the opportunity to say what it is we need to say and to bring truth and speak truth to power, as our good friend Mike Malloy has done for many years, if we are not given that opportunity, then guess what we're doing? Or if we don't avail ourselves of that opportunity, basically we're saying, it's okay. Steal our democracy. Take it away. We'd rather have a totalitarian society. We'd rather have a society where people are marched around in chains, as opposed to a society where you have the right to say whatever the hell is on your mind. Speaking of whatever is on your mind, let's go right over to the free speech phone lines at 1-877-443-2366. Our good friend Gunny Bob from North Dakota is just on line one. Mr. Bob, how are you today, sir? Sergeant, excuse me.
Goodness gracious. Isn't this a day, huh?
It is indeed.
Yeah, the king is dead. The king is dead.
No, he's not. And
oh,
I, you know,
yeah.
I,
hey, he's dead on Air America. Oh, goodness gracious! They've taken out Mike Malloy, and he is the king of Air America. And guess what, Bruce? I am a premium member. I spend great deal of money on Randy and all those others, but I paid for that channel for one reason, to hear Mike Malloy speak in the evening. And now they've taken him off the air. So guess what, Air America? You are doo-doo. I just flushed you. You're done. You will not get another cent from me. Not one red cent. Not even one rotten copper penny I dig out of the ground. I'll put it in a piggy bank and send it to Bob Kincaid. And maybe he will be the next king. I don't know. But, hey, Bob is good. He's straight up. He don't lie. He just tells it like he sees it. Like,
yeah,
you do.
Absolutely. Well, thank you. I try to. You know,
you just tell it like you see it. You don't pull punches. And oh gosh, I'm going to miss Mike and Kathy and.
Well, I'm not going to. I'll tell you what, Bob. I'm not going to count him down yet. And the reason why I say that is because
I'm going to count Air America dead. It's not Air America. It's Air Nazi Germany. 1932, okay? This is what they did, the Reich wingers did back then. They took off the air anybody they didn't like. And that's what's happened this evening, or this afternoon, because I turned Randy on and I got Tom Hartman. I hear Tom in the morning and I hear him in the afternoon. Now I got to listen to him in the evening, you know? The knave? I don't need a knave. I don't need somebody that just cuddles up to the right wingers. I need Mike Malloy because he don't cuddle up to them. He just takes them on head on, kind of like Bob does. And the king is dead. Next, they'll go after the prince, and they'll go after you because
bring them on.
Huh? Well, yeah, bring them on. Hey. Guess what? They're already working on getting on to the internet and destroying anything that anybody hears that's negative to the Bushevics, or as my good and great, and goodness gracious, the best man I've ever heard on radio, Mike Malloy, says, the Bush crime family. It's the whole family, and they go out there, and they get your preachers and your teachers, and they get your Sunday school reachers. They go out there, and they just rip it out of you, just like we did in Nam. We couldn't let Ho Chi Minh have one word on the Internet today. No, we couldn't let him speak what he was talking to his people. So we had to bomb Hanoi. We had to kill people. Up to 2.5 million Vietnamese died in that war, and most of them were women and children. So how many Iraqis are we going to kill, Bruce? How many?
Well,
25
you know,
million? There's only 25 million Iraqis, you know. So
we have decimated their population quite handily, I would say. And you know what
decimate means take 10% out. Decimate means decimate. It's a decimal system. You take 10% out, you have, hey, 10%, that's 100 or 200,000 out of 25 million. Okay.
There have been estimated anywhere near, and as a matter of fact, Bob, last month, July, was the deadliest month in Iraq for civilians. I mean, there were, it's growing. It's going higher and higher and higher. There's more military deaths going on. It is absolutely a fool's errand at this point. And this president,
Bruce. Don't ever call him a president because, see, a president to me is a commander-in-chief, and I follow my commander-in-chief if he is a president. But this boy is no president. He is a, I've heard it said that he's just a commandeer and thief. Not a commander-in-chief, but a commandeer and thief. It's kind of like a pirate, you know?
Yes. I like that, Bob. I like that. I might have to use it on the show. You don't mind, do you?
No. It's yours. I give it to you freely. It's a commandeer and thief. A thief.
That's right.
A person that will go into your house and steal your belongings and then say, well, I have a right to do it because I am the commandeer and thief. You know, kind of like, what's that guy, Bill Gates and the rest of them. Hey, they're just filthy, you know?
Absolutely. Bob, anyway, I've got to hit a break, my friend, and I've got a bunch of people lined up behind you, but I absolutely...
One thing to you that you got to understand that they took out our king today, and they're going after our prince tonight, and they will work to try to take Bob Kincaid off the air, and if they do, or if they find a way to take him out, they will do it. And, hey, Mike Malloy is still the king to me, and I stand, and you tell Herb down there in Mississippi, I stand with the old Sarge. I stand side by side, rank to rank, gun to gun, and I am Gunny Bob, and I do not take hostages. I do not take prisoners. I take life. And it is time that we stand up and we take it back and give life back to New Orleans and to the people and say to them, we are guilty because we didn't do a GD thing while they suffered and died and drowned. We didn't do nothing, Bruce. All we gotta do is talk.
We absolutely have to do something now, Bob. But Bob, I appreciate your call, and I'll definitely, give me a ring back, my friend. I'm glad you're participating.
Say hello to our buddy down there under, okay?
I certainly will.
Tell him I love him because, hey, he's down under, and I wish the hell I was.
I hear you. All right.
Later.
Thank you, Bob, for joining us today, and have a great afternoon.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye now. And, okay, let's see. Yep, we got to do it. Take a quick break. When we come back, we'll hit more of the phone calls that are lighting up our switchboard. I'm on the Head On Radio Network. I'll be right back.
Did you hear him talking about it on the radio? Did you try to read the writing on the wall? Did that voice inside you say, I've heard it all before? It's like deja vu.
I'm Matt Rothschild, the editor of the Progressive Magazine, with my progressive point of view, which you can now grab as a podcast or download off our website at progressive.org. When the going gets tough, Rumsfeld gets nasty. That's what he did at the American Legion Convention in Salt Lake City, not exactly a hostile crowd. Wheeling out the false analogy to World War II and the Cold War, Rumsfeld said, once again, we face similar challenges in efforts to confront the rising threat of a new type of fascism. And he accused critics of the administration as being appeasers. Rumsfeld and Cheney are eager to brand any critics as cowards and appeasers, since name-calling is easier than dealing with the mess they've created. But the enemies of the United States right now are in no way comparable to Hitler or to Stalin, who had two of the most powerful militaries of their day. Hitler, but for a few blunders, might very well have conquered America, and Stalin, with his ICBMs, could have incinerated the United States in a nuclear firestorm. Al-Qaeda can't conquer America or destroy us, nor can Iran. But Rumsfeld hypes the threat not only as a way to instill fear in the populace, but also to gag critics. Too bad for him, he's become a running gag, and he and Bush, not their critics, have made America more vulnerable. I'm Matt Rothschild, and that's how I see it.
Hi. LOL. Well, AISI, it was NBD.
Kids are spending more and more time online, and even if you heard what they're typing, you probably wouldn't know what they're saying.
Some PPL, whatever. ISS.
They chat online in a language full of acronyms, and unless you use it every day, you won't understand it.
YIWGP.
You won't know what they're saying, or who they're saying it to. A lot of times, neither do they. Last year, one in five children was sexually solicited online. So here's an acronym for you. HDOP. Help Delete Online Predators. To protect your kids' online life and to get a full list of acronyms kids are using, call 1-800-THE-LOST or visit cybertipline.com. A message from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children and the Ad Council.
Program. It's about 37 minutes ping, 38 minutes past the hour. Glad to have you aboard with me this afternoon. We've been talking about some of the stuff going on with the actually, I had an attorney on earlier, and then a gentleman from Florida whose house was decimated in two back-to-back hurricanes, and the fact that he hasn't been paid yet. He's got an insurance policy. The man hadn't been paid yet. It's just crooks, I tell you. They're crooks, every damn last one of them. Let's go straight over to the free speech phone lines. If you want to get in on the show, you can avail yourself of that opportunity by dialing 1-877-443-2366, 1-877-443-2366. Let's see. Next in line is our good friend Jim, who is in an undisclosed location somewhere in the northern hemisphere. Jim, how are you doing this afternoon, my friend?
Okay, how are you, sir?
I'm doing fantastic.
Listen, just very quickly here, I know you got a lot of people behind me. Last night on the Discovery Times channel, there was a documentary on Katrina, and it was a very heartrending piece of television journalism. And one of the things they pointed out was the fact that even in the places where people could get their insurance companies to pay, the contractors would come and say, look, you know, we can't guarantee you anything because this area may be declared uninhabitable, and therefore you will not have any sewage, water, electricity, or whatever, because there are certain parts of that city that they have determined that might not be safe to live in. They're not able to guarantee the structural integrity of whatever protected them once before. Now, that's just one thing that they pointed out. And another thing they pointed out was this. There was a congressional delegation that went, and, of course, Nancy Pelosi and Hastert went down there. And, of course, Hastert wasn't very keen on really giving people down there a lot of help. And I think one of the reasons is if New Orleans is not allowed to become what it once was and is minus 60% of its population, then, of course, that 60% represents a large Democratic constituency that they would just have seen leave the scene. And that could turn that area from blue to red very quickly. And I think that's one of the reasons there's been such a slow effort by the federal government or the current administration to help these people. They don't want them to come back. I mean, they have been scattered to the four winds like the diaspora after Jerusalem in 70 A.D., mm-hmm. All points of the compass.
Well, you know, gosh, what do I say to all that?
Well, I mean, you know, it's just very true. And another thing, if you're going to try to seek relief through the Federal Trade Commission, you cannot do so as an individual. You have to do so as a class action. I know that for a fact.
Okay.
I mean, well, that's just the way it is.
Okay.
It has to be a class action thing.
All
right. I've experienced those boys before. And and as far as Mr. Malloy is concerned, I'm real sorry to hear that. But you know, Bruce, what Clem also once said, cemeteries are filled with indispensable people. And that's just the attitude that I have had to take about life, period, you know, having lost so many things that are dear to me.
Yeah. Well, I don't think he's down. I don't think he's down or out at this point. I think he'll bounce back, and who knows? He may end up here. Who knows?
Well, you never can tell. And as far as today is concerned, I wish you a happy birthday.
Well, thank you.
I wish you flowers in the spring, bluebirds on the wing. I wish you health. I wish you wealth. I wish you love.
Well, thank you, Jim. I really appreciate that. That's very touching.
And also one other thing, and I just want to say this.
Mm-hmm.
Free speech is wonderful as long as it's not psychobabble. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. You have a good day, buddy.
Okay. Thank you, Jim.
Bye-bye.
That's our good friend Jim from an undisclosed location in somewhere in the northern hemisphere. Let's go right over to line two. We got a brand new caller on the line. Let's see, Michelle from San Antonio, Texas. Michelle, how are you doing this afternoon?
Hi, Bruce. I'm upset as I could be.
Okay.
I feel like a family member died. I can't believe this thing about Mike Malloy and Air America. I just canceled my subscription to them. I'm livid.
I was, you know, I just found out myself about well, about an hour and 45 minutes ago, right before I came on the air, and it just, it floored me. For the first 20 minutes of my show, I was like, duh, beep, duh. You know, because to me, you know, he stands for, as I'm sure you would agree, you know, what is good about radio.
I completely agree. And I'll tell you, I told your screener, the first thing is that, I mean, Rush Limbaugh is as vitriolic and evil a person could be. He speaks out negatively against all things that are good. And Mike Malloy is passionate, and he's a liberal voice, and he speaks out. And nobody cancels Rush Limbaugh, you know? It's just, it's absolutely not fair. I'm so sick of this. What Air America is doing reminds me of what the do-nothingcrats do in the House. They just, they're such the P-word. I don't know if I can say that, but you know what word I mean.
Yes, they're just, wimps.
they're just total do-nothings, and they just succumb to the tiniest bit of, like, pressure or whatever, and I wish Air America at least could be honest, because, you know, there's nothing. Only on Mike's site does it say anything at all. And he just was talking a couple weeks ago about his 2-year contract that just got renewed. And I heard you read the new announcement on his site about that. And now they're saying it's financial. It just doesn't ring true. I mean, I would respect them a little bit more if at least they'd be honest about it.
What do you think the reasoning is, Michelle?
I think that Mike is really outspoken. I think he doesn't mince words. I think he speaks his mind. He speaks it passionately. He calls a spade a spade. And I think that Air America tends to tippy toe around things. I mean, like I listen to most of the shows. Like I listen to Al Franken, and Al is just he's a really regular guy, and he doesn't tread too far off the envelope, you know? He tiptoes right at the edge, and he never says anything, I think, that's very controversial. And Air America, I guess, is going for that pablum. And it's despicable to me. It's just despicable. These are my only outlets. This liberal radio, your network, Air America, the internet, the blogs, they're my only connection to reality and sanity. I mean, I'm in San Antonio, Texas, and I'm, you know, it's Military USA. My husband just got back from a deployment to Germany, and he was flying CCAT missions out to Iraq. I spent a couple weeks there checking out the ICU, and there is nothing but horror all around, and the only people that are telling the truth about it are people on liberal radio and on the blogs, and everybody else is absolutely asleep. And I feel yet another thing has been stolen.
Well, and it sure seems that way. And, you know, I would like to see, you know, they said it's a financial decision. I'd like to know how deeply into Air America's back pocket Clear Channel is.
Yeah, I would like to know that as well.
Yeah, you know, I mean, this is the same company that put up the huge billboard down in Florida congratulating the commandeer in thief, as our good friend Bob just said, for stealing the last election as well. And you know. No, you know something, Michelle, and I'm really glad you called the show, and I'm glad that you're new, new to us, or I don't know if you've ever listened to the show before, but, you know, one of the things that we try to do here is make sure that whatever is the truth of the day, that it comes out, whether it's good, bad, or indifferent, you know, we try to present the facts, and, you know, without a whole lot of the spin. Now, of course, you know, we are progressive in nature, and we're liberals, and we have that perspective on the day's events. But I got to tell you, you know, listening to Mike Malloy to me has always been like a breath of fresh air. It's always been like, okay, away with the spin. Let's get down to some brass tacks. That's Malloy. And to You know, I'm not going to comment on their business decision because that's their business. But I will say that I will be sorely missing him in that time slot. Now tonight, Michelle, here on the Head On Radio Network, we are going to be running from 10 to 1 a best of Mike Malloy. So, you know, if you want to get your Mike Malloy fix, it won't be a new one, but he'll be here. You know, his voice will be on this radio stream. So, you know, I encourage you to stay tuned tonight. And also, if you've never heard Bob Kincaid, who's coming up next, he's pretty amazing too. But I really appreciate you calling in and being a part of the show.
Well, it's terrific. I appreciate it too, and I completely agree with you about him being a breath of fresh air. I'm in the chat room right now, and John Fox is in there, and he announced about tonight's Mike Malloy-a-thon, and that's great to hear. There's also a number of columnists from over at Towers and Morrison. We're uh-huh. all regular listeners at Mike Malloy's, and he is just, well, I've said it all. I thank you so much, Bruce, for the time today. Thank you, and thanks for being there.
Well, you know, we need to stick together. If we don't stick to it, as Gail said a little bit earlier, if we don't stick together, we will most assuredly hang separately.
So, that's a fact.
You know, so glad to have you on board and glad to hear from you. We'll hope to hear from you real soon.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye now. And that was a new caller to the radio program, Michelle from San Antonio, Texas, whose husband is currently serving in the armed forces, as you heard her say. You know, and let's boil this down for a moment. Let's boil this down. You know, there's a lot of speculation, a lot of rumors flying around. Who knows exactly what it is? You know, Kathy Malloy, who is Mike's wife and producer, has posted up on their website at MikeMalloy.com that they have been told it is a financial decision. I got to tell you, sometimes things are you know, we have to move away from the capitalist model. Well, let me just back up now. Well, hold on. don't get excited. Don't get excited. Sometimes it's worth it to pay a little bit extra to get the right stuff. And you know what? Mike Malloy was the right stuff. Let's go over to Cindy. Line one, new caller from Portland, Oregon. Cindy, how are you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing fine. Great show, by the way.
Thank you. I'm really enjoying your show.
I'm once again another person calling about Malloy. I think that the reason that he was sacked at the station is because he would not take a pro-Israeli war stance in the conflict. Okay. And he would, and he had a guest on, Alex Jones, that talked about the World Trade Center collapse and its implications that draw on, you know, the administration being at fault or implicated in actually doing it. So I don't think that's set well.
Well, and you know, you may
the people in America are a bunch of fraidy cats, and either that or. You know, there's been a lot of talk going on the right-wing sites about Air America is going to fail, and you know they're doomed. They're going to be, you know, has been. Get rid of Air America. They're not going to survive the capitalist model. Da da da. Well, maybe they had something on the inside that was going to pull the slats out from their number one host. Maybe they knew that this was going to happen because this will surely take some points off their stock market rating, if you know what I mean. You know, it's not.
Well,
it's
not it makes me wonder again. Like I said, it makes me wonder about how deep Clear Channel is into their pocket, or vice versa, or how deep they're into Clear Channel's pocket. You know, Clear Channel.
Losing Malloy is going to harm the station.
Absolutely. Oh, I totally agree with you. And as a matter of fact, as everyone who has been on the show today has said that they're planning on canceling their premium subscription and have given up on Air America. I've been reading Democratic Underground, for instance. You know, Mike is a big favorite over there. And, you know, 100 posts, every one of them basically saying, you know, that they're not going to, you know, they're dropping Air America. So, you know, and to me, it is absolutely, I mean, we have to give freedom in the marketplace, if you will. I hate to use that term, but, you know, in the schoolhouse, if you will, of ideas. And if Mr. Malloy, who is, you know, he's a hero of mine. I was listening to him before I started doing radio. You know, if he's not allowed to state his opinions and state his ideas without fear of reprisal on radio, then what is the point of having this medium? You know, I mean, to me, this is the embodiment of what free speech is supposed to be all about. You know, and
these people do not believe in free speech. Their whole idea for building their model of the new century, or whatever they call it, the new American century, is to get rid of America and its constitution so that there's nobody left on the face of the planet that has the political or military power to thwart their efforts to steal anything they want from anywhere they want. You know, if America is taken down by them and we no longer have a military and we no longer have, you know, even a National Guard, which they're out to kill right now, if we're not able to mount an offensive against corporate fascism, then the only thing that's going to happen that history shows is that other states will move in and counterbalance the fascism in our state. And that means that we will be the next battleground for another world war right here on our home turf, because other larger states like China, who is moving to the capitalist model, in order to save their investments, they're going to have to get rid of us,
yeah.
You know? And so they're leading us into this. I think if it's religious, if they think they have to create this because it's a religious tenet with them, then their religion, by definition, becomes a danger to our society and should be ended.
Well, we've been calling the religious right names like Christoppo.
Yeah, the Christoppo. Oh, yeah, I like that one. I like that one. But, I think that any religion that threatens to destroy a nation is, by definition, an enemy of that nation.
Yes, well, I totally agree. And I would dare say that the history of the world would bear that, you know, that assertion out to be a very true assertion. Religion and politics melded together, I mean, that's just, it turns into something very, very, very ugly. Politics and, you know, government and business turns into something very ugly also, which we're seeing right now. I mean, I did a show recently where I highlighted the 14 points of fascism, and it looked like to me at least there were 13 out of the 14 that everyone could relate to right here in the United States right now.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
I heard a caller on one of the shows the other night, could have been Malloy last week, a caller out of Los Angeles called and said, what are we going to do? Where are all the protests? We got to do something. Things are really bad here in Los Angeles. And you know, another caller called in right after and said, well, you know, we got a protest going on in Washington, D.C. on the up-and-coming, you know, and she gave the date and so forth, and we've had all these millions of people out protesting. Well, guess what? They don't care if we protest. They laugh at us when we protest. We can field a million people out there, and they laugh at us all the way to the bank. What we need is a protest that holds baseball bats. You know, and things like that. And they're forcing us into a corner. They're forcing the nation into a corner. And this has nothing to do with Malloy. This has everything to do with little by little by little, they're taking away all our freedoms. Yes, back to the Malloy subject. I think the reason why they wanted him off the air right now is because we're in a political season. This is an election season. They want to take the fangs out of the radio as best they can during the election season so that they can steal another election.
Dumb us all down again, stick a
well,
new
Mike
season of American Idol in
it.
There.
And Mike would have screamed about it, and Al Franken will go, oh, well, you know, next time we'll do better. You know, I hate that. Oh, well, you know, next
you
time we'll just have to get out on the sidewalks and walk a little farther than last time. You know, I have news. It doesn't matter how hard you work to win an office for a candidate, if they're going to steal the votes, it don't matter how hard you worked or how much money you gave them. It doesn't matter.
You're absolutely right. Cindy, I've got to wrap up the show, but I do really appreciate you calling in.
I'm gone, and I thank you for taking my call.
Yeah, and, hope to hear from you real soon.
Okay, I'll call back. Bye-bye now.
Bye now. That was a new friend from Portland, Oregon, Cindy. Thank you for joining us, Cindy. You know, folks, I challenge you. Stay tuned. If you like.